ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम। मेधासी देवी विदिताखिल शास्त्र सारा दुर्गासी दुर्गा भव सागर नौरसंगा श्री कैट भारी हृदयैक कृताधिवासा गौरी त्वमेव शशि मौलि कृत प्रतिष्ठा ईषत् सहासममलं परिपूर्ण चंद्र बिंबानुकारि कनकोत्तम कांतिकांतम् अत्यद्भुतं प्रहृतमात्तरुषा तथापि वक्त्रं विलोक्य सहसा महिषासुरेण ईषत् सहासममलं परिपूर्ण चंद्र बिंबानुकारि कनकोत्तम कांतिकांतम् अत्यद्भुतं प्रहृतमात्तरुषा तथापि वक्त्रं विलोक्य सहसा महिषासुरेण ईषत् सहासम। ईषत् मीन्स् लिटिल्, ईषत् मीन्स् लिटिल्, हासः मीन्स् स्मैल् पुन्नगै मन्दहासः, स हास मीन्स् विद् विद् स्लैट् स्मैल्, ईषत् सहासम् मीन्स् स हासम् हासेन सह புன்னகையுடன் கூடிய, சிறிது புன்னகையுடன் கூடிய ஈஷத் சகாசம். தென் அமலம், அமலம் பியோர், அமலம் மீன்ஸ் பியோர் இம்பியூரிட்டி ஃப்ரீ, ஓகே இம்பியூரிட்டி ஃப்ரீ. வாட் இஸ் இஸ் ஆல் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் தேவிஸ் ஃபேஸ். Now, Devi's Vaktram. Vaktram means face. Okay, Devi's face. And Devi's face now, how is it now? Vaktram. Vilokya. Seeing Devi's face. Vaktram Vilokya. Having seen Vilokya, having seen Devi's face. Which face? Which sort of face? Beautiful description. Ishat sahasam. Ishat sahasam vaktram. Face with a slight smile. Face with a slight smile. Little smile on face. Then, amalam pure. Pure means free from impurities. Pure. Like what it says? పరిపూర్ణ చంద్ర బింబ అనుకారి, పరిపూర్ణ చంద్ర బింబ అనుకారి, పరిపూర్ణ మీన్స్ పూర్ణ, పరిపూర్ణ మీన్స్ ఫుల్ మూన్, పరిపూర్ణ చంద్ర మీన్స్ ఫుల్ మూన్, పరిపూర్ణ చంద్ర ఫుల్ మూన్ అండ్ పరిపూర్ణ చంద్ర అనుకారి. Anukari means what now? Similar. The face which is similar to the full moon. The face which is absolutely free from impurities. The impurity free, pure face which is similar to the full moon and having smile, slight smile. Ishat sahasam. Not like this. Okay. Ishat sahasam. Slight smile. Ishat sahasam. Paripurna chandra, chandra bimba anukari. Chandra bimba. Chandra bimba means what? No, original sun, moon. Okay. Not patibimba. Chandra bimba anukari means anukari, which is similar. Anukaroti means exactly, which is similar to the full moon. Not like that. கனகோத்தம காந்தி, கனக உத்தம காந்தி. கனக மீன்ஸ் கோல்டு, கனகம் கோல்டு. கனகோத்தம காந்தம், கனகோத்தம காந்தி. கனகோத்தம காந்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட், த ஃபேஸ் ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்பிளெண்டர் ஆர் ரேடியன்ஸ் ஆர் லஸ்டர் ஆஃப் தி பியூர் கோல்டு. உத்தம காந்தி, உத்தம கனக மீன்ஸ் கோல்டு, கனகோத்தம மீன்ஸ் தி பெஸ்ட் கோல்டு, பியூர் கோல்டு. கனகோத்தம காந்தி மீன்ஸ் தி லஸ்டர் ஆஃப் தி பியூர் கோல்டு. Okay, now the face has the luster of the pure gold. The face kantam vaktram. Kantam vaktram means kantam, the face with the luster, glowing. The face having the glow of the pure gold, which is similar to the full moon, which is free from impurities and having slight smile. That face is Devi's face. Yishat sahasam amalam paripurna chandra bimba anukari kanakottama kanti kantam. No, no. Atyadbhutam. Okay, kantam. Okay, kantam. Vaktram. Until kantam, adjectives. Okay, kantam. Vaktram vilokya. Vaktram vilokya. Okay. Having seen such a face, tathapi atarusha mahishasurena. Even though Devi's face is so pleasant, how pleasant it is. Ishat sahasam amalam paripurna chandra bimba anukari kanakottama kanti kantam vaktram. Having seen such a beautiful face, such a pleasant face, vilokya tathapi, even then, even though having seen such a face also, tathapi means what? Even then. Even then means what? Even after having seen such a pleasant face of Devi, tathapi, aatarushaha maisha, aatarush, aatarusha, rusha means, see, rush means anger. Aatarusha means the angry. The one with the angry is called aatarusha, aatarush. Aatarusha, by the angry Mahishasura. Aatarusha Mahishasurena, kopamadenda Mahishasuranal. Kopamadendavanal Mahishasuranal. By angry, by Mahishasura. By angry Mahishasura. Sahasa Prakritam Atyadbhutam. Prakritam means what? Between such a face was hit by Mahishasura. Angry Mahishasura. Such a face was hit. Prakritam hit by Mahishasura. Atyadbhutam, it's amazing, it is astonishing. How is it possible for Devi such a face to be hit by Mahishasura? Okay, Aatarusha Mahishasurena Prakritam. Aatarusha Mahishasurena Vaktram Prakritam. Devyaha Vaktram Prakritam. Devi's face was hit by Mahishasura. Angry Mahishasura. Okay, struck by Mahishasura, or you can say hit by Mahishasura. Atyadbhutam, it's astonishing. How is it possible to see such a face, to go and hit that face? Yeshat sahasam amalam paripurna chandra bimbanukari kanakottama kantikantam. Okay, vaktram vilokya tathapi mahishasurena aatarusha mahishasurena vaktram சகசா பிரகிருத்தம். சகசா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சகசா மீன்ஸ் இம்மீடியட்லி, அட் ஒன்ஸ், இட் மீன்ஸ் தாட்லெஸ்லி. சகசா மீன்ஸ் அட் ஒன்ஸ், இம்மீடியட்லி, தாட்லெஸ்லி. தாட்லெஸ்லி ஹிட். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? தேர் இஸ் நோ க்ளோரி ஹியர், ஜஸ்ட் இட் இஸ் செட் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் தேவிஸ் ஃபேஸ். சப்போஸ் வென் யூ சீ சச் அ ஃபேஸ், நேச்சுரலி யூ ஷுட் நாட், ஆங்கர் ஷுட் கோ. பட் ஸ்டில் இன் ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் சீங் த பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஃபேஸ் ஆல்சோ he was able to hit. So ishat sahasam amalam paripurna chandra bimbanukari kanakottama kaantikantam no vaktram vilokya tathapi mahishasurena sahasa prahrutam. It was hit, acha face was hit by mahishasura. Atyadbhuta means it is really astonishing. How is it possible? Amazing. How could he do it? That's the meaning. Okay, next verse. Drishtva tu devi kupitam bhrukuti karalam. Drishtva tu devi kupitam bhrukuti karalam. Udyat சசாங்க சத்ருஷச்சவியன்ன சத்யஹ. உத்யச்சசாங்க சத்ருஷச்சவியன்ன சத்யஹ. பிராணான் முமோச்ச மஹிஷஸ்ததீவ சித்ரம். கைர்ஜீவ்யதே ஹி குபிதாந்தக தர்ஷனேன. த்ருஷ்ட்வா து தேவி குபிதம் ப்ருகுடீகராலம். உத்யச்ச சாங்க சத்ருஷச்ச வியன்ன சத்யஹ. ப்ராணான் முமோச்ச மஹிஷஸ்ததீவ சித்ரம். கைர்ஜீவ்யதே ஹி குபிதாந்தக தர்ஷனேன. நவ ஹியர் தேவி, ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அட்ரஸிங் தேவி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட் இஸ் வாட்? தேவி. திருஷ்ட்வா து தேவி, யூ டேக் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட் தேவி அஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட். தேவி மீன்ஸ் ஓ தேவியே, ஹே தேவி. ஹேவிங் கால்ட் தேவி, யூ ஆர் சேயிங் ஹியர் குபிதம் ப்ருகுடீகராலம் உத்யச்சசாங்க சத்ருஷச்சவியன் சவி யத் திருஷ்ட்வா. ஓகே, நவ் தேர்ஸ் அ டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் தேவிஸ் ஃபேஸ். வென் ஷி வாஸ் ஸ்ட்ரக் பை மகிஷாசுரா, வாட் ஹேப்பன்ட்? ஹி சேஸ் குபிதம் வக்த்ரம். வக்த்ரம் இஸ் நாட் ஹியர், ஐ எம் ஆடிங். குபிதம் இஸ் வாட்? ஆங்கிரி. ஓகே, ஆங்கிரி. குபிதம் மீன்ஸ் ஆங்கிரி. தென் ப்ருகுடி கராலம். கரால மீன்ஸ் the face which looks frightening. Frightening. How frightening? Brukuti. Brukuti means, Brukuti karalam means the face which looks frightening because of the movement of the eyebrows. Like this, no? In Tamil, we can say, Purvangalai neritta. Purvangalai nerittalal bayankaramaga irukkindra mugam. Now that, see, because of shrinking the skin on the face, you know that the eyebrows are shrunk. By shrinking, by movement of the eyebrows, brukuti karalam. Brukuti karalam. Okay, the face which looks frightening because of the eyebrow movement and angry. Now, உத்யத் சசாங்க சத்ருஷச்சவி. Let me tell you what it is. உத்யத், உத்யத் means what? Like, you know that word? Gacchati, gacchat, patati, patat. Like that, உத்யத். உத்யத் means rising. சசாங்கஹா means moon, rising moon. உத்யத் சசாங்கஹா means உத்யத் சந்திரஹா. உத்யத் சசாங்க. உத்யத் சசாங்க மீன்ஸ் ரைசிங் மூன். சசாங்க மூன். சசாங்க சத்ருஷ மீன்ஸ் சிமிலர், சிமிலர் டு தி ரைசிங் மூன். சத்ருஷ சவி. ஓகே, உத்ய சசாங்க சத்ருஷ சவி. உத்யத்து ரைசிங், சசாங்க மூன், சசாங்க மூன், சத்ருஷ சிமிலர். சவி மீன்ஸ் பியூட்டி, சவி மீன்ஸ் பியூட்டி, சவி ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் கம்ப்ளெக்ஷன், சவி ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் ரே ஆஃப் லைட், டிஃபரெண்ட் ஆர் கலர் ஆஃப் த ஸ்கின், கம்ப்ளெக்ஷன். ஓகே, சவி வெரி, யூ ஹட் த்ரீ டிஃபரெண்ட் மீனிங்ஸ், பியூட்டி, ரே ஆஃப் லைட் அண்ட் கம்ப்ளெக்ஷன். Also it means splendor. So many meanings are there. Okay. Udya chashanka sadrusha chavi means the face which is angry, which is frightening because of the eyebrow movement, and which is bright, which is similar to the complexion, which is similar to the complexion of which, or the beauty of which is similar to the rising moon. Udya chashanka sadrusha chavi. Yat means that face. Yat vaktram, within bracket you can put vaktram. Yat vaktram, that vaktram, that face of yours. Drishtva, having seen. So having seen your face, that face, O Devi, having seen your face, yat vaktram drishtva, having seen your face, which is beauty, which the beauty of which, or complexion of which, or okay, which is like similar to the rising moon, and which is frightening with the eyebrow movement, and which is angry, which means which reveals anger, which reveals anger. Kupitam பிரகுதீகராலம் உத்ய சசாங்க சத்ருஷ சவி யத் த்ருஷ்ட்வா து து ஈவன் து ஈவன் தென் மஹிஷஹ மஹிஷஹ மீன்ஸ் மஹிஷாசுரஹ மஹிஷ த டீமன் மஹிஷாசுர சத்யஹ சத்யஹ இமீடியேட்லி பிராணான் ந முமோச்ச. He did not give up his life. Pranan means what? His breath. Okay, pranan, pranangalai na mumocha vidavillai. He did not leave his pranas. He did not die. Pranan na mumocha means what? Literally, he did not release his pranas. It means he did not die. தத் க்ஷணமே தத் க்ஷணம் சத்யஹ மீன்ஸ் தத் க்ஷணம் இம்மீடியட்லி ஆஸ் சூன் ஆஸ் ஹேவிங் சீன் சச் எ ஃபேஸ் ஹி மஸ்ட் ஹவ் டைட் ஹி மஸ்ட் ஹவ் லெஃப்ட் ஹிஸ் பிராணஸ் பட் ஹி டிட் நாட் லீவ் ஹிஸ் பிராணஸ் பிராணான் ந முமோச்ச பிராணான் ந முமோச்ச சோ தது அதீவ சித்திரம் அதீவ விசித்திரம் நோ த சித்திரம் ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் விசித்திரம் லைக் இன் தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி ஸ்தோத்திரம் Chitra means vichitram. That is ativa vichitram. Very amazing. Very astonishing. No, it's a great wonder. It's a wonder. Ativa na migavum veka vaipadu. Ativa means very astonishing. Tad ativa chitram. He means here because. Here the he should be taken as because. Kupita antaka darshanena. Kupita antaka darshanena. Kaihi jivyate. Why he says, Kupita means angry. Antaka means Lord Yama. The one who brings an end is called Yantaka. Lord Yama is called Antakaha. Antakaha means who? The one who brings an end. is called Antakaha, Lord Yama. Kupita Antaka, angry Lord Yama, Darshanena, by seeing. So, by seeing the angry Lord Yama, Kaihi Jivyate, okay? Kaihi, by whom is it lived? Okay? Yavarhalal Vaya Mudihirade. By whom? Kaihi Jivyate. By whom it is lived. Life is lived. It means, who can live this life? Kaihi Jivyate is a it's an impersonal voice. Yavarhalal Jivika Padihirade. Kaihi Jivyate is an impersonal voice. By whom it is lived. By whom it is lived means what? Who can live? After seeing the angry face of Lord Yama, Kupitantaka Darshanena, okay, seeing the angry face of Lord Yama, Kupitantaka Darshanena, but seeing Lord, angry Lord Yama, who can live? Very, you see, Yama being angry, immediately you will die. That itself will cause a fear. That cause fear, isn't it? Now, Corona. It's called Kupitantaka Darshanam, okay? Kupitantaka Darshanam means what? Angry Yama's Darshanam means what? It's a pandemic, is a cook. Angry Yama's Darshanam only. Okay. Kupitantaka Darshanena, by seeing the angry Yama, angry Antaka, the Lord Yama, by whom is it lived? Means who can live? Nobody can live. The very seeing the anger of Yama itself will kill us. Yama need not come and take our lives. Seeing the anger of Yama itself will kill us. So he says, Devi's face was angry. In anger, Devi's face looked like a Lord Yama's anger. So therefore he says, hey Devi, it is very, it's astonishing for us to know how come that after seeing your angry face also, this, the, Vaishasura survived. He lived. He did not die. Pranan na mumocha. Pranan na mumocha. He did not give up his life. Hey Devi, kupitam bhrukuti karalam udyat chashanka sadrisha chavi yad brackets mukham drishtvatu maishaha sadhyaha pranan na mumocha. Oh Devi, even seeing your angry, revealing, frightening with eyebrow movement, frightening face, eyebrow movement, which is the beauty of which is similar to the rising moon. Even after seeing that, Mahisha did not leave his pranas. Mahishasura immediately, at once, sadhyaha, at once, immediately, pranan na mumocha, not leave his pranas. Tad ativa chitram is really wonder. It's really wonder. He, why? Because kupitantaka darshanena kaihi jivyate, after seeing the angry Yama's, angry Yama, or by seeing the angry Yama, by whom is it lived? Who can live? Just by seeing the anger of Yama, people will die. By seeing anger of Devi, he must have died. He did not be killed by Devi. He did not die. He did not leave his pranas. It is a wonder. Is it clear? Can you move on to next verse? Drishtva tu Devi kupitam bhrukuti karalam udyaccha shanka sadrusha chavi anna sadhyaha pranan mumocha mahishastadativa chitram kairjivyate hukupitantaka darshanena. Next. I really miss Jnaniyamma. I don't know why she's not able to join. Devi prasida parama bhavati bhavaya sadyo vinashayasi kopavati kulani vijnatametadadhunaiva yadastametannitambalam suvipulam mahishasurasya ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಸೀದ ಪರಮಾ ಭವತಿ ಭವಾಯ ಸದ್ಯೋ ವಿನಾಶಯಸಿ ಕೋಪವತಿ ಕುಲಾನಿ ವಿಜ್ಞಾತಮೇತದಧುನೈವ ಯದಸ್ತಮೇ ತನ್ನೀತಂ ಬಲಂ ಸುವಿಪುಲಂ ಮಹಿಷಾಸುರಸ್ಯ. Here he is calling, hey Devi, oh Devi, prasida. It's a request. Hey Devi, prasida. Prasida means what? May you confer thy grace. Prasida, please bless. Hey Devi, prasida. Prasidati blesses, confers grace. Prasida, may you confer grace. Do confer grace, do bless. Imperative verb. ஹே தேவி பிரசீத, தேவியே அருள் புரிவீரா புரிவீராக. நவ் பியூட்டிஃபுல் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் கமிங். பரமா பவதி, பவதி பரமா, யூ ஆர் பவதி இஸ் வாட் பவதி. இன்ஸ்டெட் ஆஃப் யூசிங் துவம் இஸ் ஏ பவதி, தாங்கள் தேவியே தாங்கள். பவதி யூ தௌ ஆர்ட் பரமா. Thou art the most exalted, thou art the most exalted, thou art the absolute, thou art the ultimate, bhavati parama. Then, bhavaya kopavati, you are the most exalted, you are the absolute, you are the most supreme, parama. But now kopavati, now you are angry, kopaha, anger. கோபவான் ட்ரிஸ்டன், மேட்ச் ஜட்மெண்டர். கோபவதி லக்ஷ்மி, கோபவதி ஆங்கிரி ஷி, கோபவான் ஆங்கிரி ஹி. சோ தேவி இஸ் நவ் கோபவதி. இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நவ்? கோபவதி மீன்ஸ் ஆங்கிரி. தேவி யூ ஆர் ஆங்கிரி நவ் ஃபார் வாட்? பவாய, பவஹ மீன்ஸ் சம்சாரஹ. But here bhavaha means for the world, for the sake of the world. Bhavaha means the universe. The universe which comes into existence is called bhavaha. Yad bhavati tad bhavaha. The entire universe which comes into existence is called bhavaha. So you are angry for the sake of the world. For the sake of bhavaya, fourth case, bhavaya. உலகத்திற்காக நீங்கள் கோபடைந்த உடையவர்களாக இருக்கிறீர்கள். பவதி பரமா பவதி கோபவதி பவாய. யூ ஆர் ஆங்கிரி, யூ ஆர் வித் ஆங்கர் ஃபார் த வேர்ல்ட், ஃபார் த யூனிவர்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் ஃபார் தி வெல்னஸ் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ். பவாய கோபவதி. தென் குலானி சத்யா விநாசயசி, வாட் டு யூ டூ? Vinashayasi. Now he says Tvam. Okay, Tvam is understood. Vinashayasi or Vinashayati. Bhavati Kulani Vinashayati. Vinashayati. Bhavati Kulani Vinashayati. Sadhyaha, immediately, at once you destroy the families. ஏதது மகிஷாசுரஸ்ய சுவிபுலம் பலம். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் இஸ் யூ ஆர் எக்ஸால்டட் அண்ட் யூ ஆர் நவ் வித் ஆங்கர் ஃபார் தி வெல்னஸ் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ல்ட். அண்ட் வாட் டு யூ டூ? யூ டிஸ்ட்ராய் தி ஃபேமிலிஸ் அட் ஒன்ஸ். ஏதது மகிஷாசுரஸ்ய சுவிபுலம் பலம். ஏதத் திஸ் சு விபுலம், விபுலம் மீன்ஸ் பிக், சுவிபுலம் வெரி பிக் ஆர்மி, பலம் மீன்ஸ் ஆர்மி. சு விபுலம் பலம் மீன்ஸ் வெரி பிக் ஆர்மி ஆர் ஹைலி ஸ்ட்ராங் ஆர்மி. மகிஷாசுரஸ்ய சுவிபுலம் பலம், ஏதத் மகிஷாசுரஸ்ய சுவிபுலம் பலம் அஸ்தம் நீதம். Okay, this very powerful, very strong, very big army of Mahishasura. Mahishasurasya suvipulam balam astam neetam. Astam neetam was taken to taken to destruction. It was led to destruction means it was destroyed. Astam neetam. Mudivirkku kondu sellappattadu. Mahishasura's army was taken to an end. Astam neetam was destroyed. Astam means setting, okay? Coming to an end. Astam neetam. The destruction of Mahishasura's army. You destroyed Mahishasura's. Mahishasura's army was destroyed. Astam neetam. Yet aduna eva vijnatam. Aduna eva, now only. Aduna means now. Eva only vijnatam. Now only it becomes known. Vijnatam bhavati. You have to supply the word bhavati within brackets. Vijnatam bhavati. Only now, aduna eva, ippozhudhan, only now, vijnatam bhavati. It becomes obvious. Vijnatam bhavati. It becomes known. It becomes obvious. That the great, very powerful, very big, extremely big army of Mahishasura was destroyed. Astam neetam was destroyed. Destroyed for what? For the wellness of the world. Now what is the whole teaching? How should you understand? Hey Devi, Prasida, please do bless us. Naha is understood. Devi, Naha, Prasida. Devi, please do bless us. Parama Bhavati, Parabhavati, Parama, the what, the most exalted truth. And Bhavati, Kopavati, Kulani, Sadhya, Vinashayasi. Kopavati, Bhavati, Kulani, Sadhya, Vinashayati. You destroy the families at once when you're angry. You destroy the families at once in anger. And etad mahishasurasya subipalam balam. No, anger for the welfare of the... Whenever Devi gets angry, Devi's anger is only for the wellness of the world. For the welfare of the world. Okay? When mother gets angry, father gets angry, that's for the welfare of the child only. It's in our context, okay? Not any father who gets unnecessarily angry. In India, we always accept this. The parents are angry with children means their anger is for the wellness of the child. Definitely. They don't do something right when they get angry. The Devi's anger is also for the welfare of the world. Bhavaya kopavati bhavati. The angry you at once destroy the families. Families, okay, for the welfare of the world. Bhavaya. And how do we know that now? That your anger is only for destroying. Your anger is for the welfare of the world. How do we know? Your anger is, Devi's anger is only for the welfare of the world. Becomes obvious. Becomes very clear to us only by seeing the fact that the entire very powerful, very big army of Mahishasura was destroyed. Is it clear now? So destruction of Mahishasura's army is the proof that Devi's anger destroyed Mahishasura's army, that is for the welfare of society, welfare of the world. Is it clear?
Okay. What is the Swamini root of neetam? Where did it come from?
Nayati.
But how can it be destroyed? Nayati is take away.
Astam neetam. I told no. It was taken to
destruction.
See, astam neetam means it was led to an end. The big army of Mahishasura was led to an end, taken to an end, means destroyed. Astam neetam.
Got it, Swami. Thank you.
Mahishasura's senai astamathirku kondu sellappattadu. What does it mean? ಅಸ್ತಮ ಆಗಿದೆ ಅಂತ ಅವರ ಸೇನ. ಇಸ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ನೌ? ಅಸ್ತಂ ನೀತಂ, see, ಅಸ್ತಂ ನೀತಂ was taken to a, it was led to an end, means it was destroyed. Now it is obvious that Devi's anger is for the welfare of the society, wellness of the world. Devi prasida parama bhavati bhavaya sadyo vinashayasi kopavati kulani ವಿಜ್ಞಾತಮೇತದುನೈವ ಯದಸ್ತಮೇ ತನ್ನೀತಂ ಬಲಂ ಸುವಿಪುಲಂ ಮಹಿಷಾಸುರಸ್ಯ. The what is implied here is Devi was very angry, and Devi's anger is always for the wellness of this world only, the universe only. That is proved, that becomes obvious, becomes known, that how it resulted in the destruction of Mahishasura's army. Is it clear? Move on to the next verse. See, Katha people who do Katha Kalakshepam, they won't do like this. Read one verse here, one verse there, somewhere one verse. They will sing also. Devi Prasida Parama. ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಸೀದ ಪರಮಾಭವತಿ ಭವಾಯ ಸತ್ಯೋ ವಿನಾಶಯಸಿ ಕೋಪವತಿ ಕುಲಾನಿ ವಿಜ್ಞಾತಮೇತದು ನೈವ ಯದಸ್ತಮೇ ತನ್ನೀತಂ ಬಲಂ ಸುವಿಪುಲಂ ಮಹಿಷಾಸುರಸ್ಯ 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 ಸುವಿಪುಲಂ ಬಲಂ ನೀ ಅಸ್ತಂ ನೀತಂ ಮಹಿಷಾಸುರಸ್ಯ ಸುವಿಪುಲಂ ಬಲಂ ಅಸ್ತಂ ನೀತಂ ಅಸ್ತಂ ನೀತಂ. ಎನ್ನ ಆಳ್ತು ತೆರಿಮೋ, மகிஷாசனுடைய பெரிய ஆர்மி, மகிஷாசனுடைய பெரிய சேனையே அழிக்கப்பட்டு விட்டது. எதனால? லிசன் டு மீ, ஓகே, ஜஸ்ட் ஃபார் ஃபன் ஃபார் யூ. எதனால? தேவிக்கு கோபம் வந்தா அந்த கோபம் லோக க்ஷேமத்திற்காகும். கெடுதலுக்கு இல்லை, கெடுப்பதற்கு கிடையாது, லோக க்ஷேமத்திற்குத்தான் தேவிக்கு கோபம் வரும். அந்த கோபத்தினால்தான் தேவிக்கு இந்த உலகத்தை மகிஷாசுர சேனையா அழிஞ்சதோன்னோ. எதற்காக? தேவிக்கு லோகத்தின் அக்ஷேமத்துக்காக தானே. திஸ் இஸ் ஹவ் கதா காலக்ஷேபம் இஸ் டன். ஓகே, ஓகே, வில் கோ நெக்ஸ்ட் வர்ஸ். சி, ஒன் டேக் ஒன் லைன், தே ஜஸ்ட் மேக் இட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங், லைக் அ ஸ்டோரி. ஐ ஷுட் டூ கதா காலக்ஷம் சம் டைம் பேக், ஓகே, ஆஃப்டர் சம் டைம். ஜஸ்ட் ஃபினிஷ் இட் ஃபர்ஸ்ட். If I did not become sannyasi, I would have become Katha Kalakshepam, I would have done. I am not. Because now as a thing, all through teaching Shastram, it is not possible to do the Katha Kalakshepa. That needs a different bent of mind. Okay. Devi prasida parama bhavati bhavaya sadyo vinashayasi kopavati kulani ವಿಜ್ಞಾತಮೇತದುನೈವ ಯದಸ್ತಮೇ ತನ್ನೀತಂ ಬಲಂ ಸುವಿಪುಲಂ ಮಹಿಷಾಸುರಸ್ಯ ಮಹಿಷಾಸುರಸ್ಯ ಸುವಿಪುಲಂ ಬಲಂ ಅಸ್ತಂ ನೀತಂ. ಓಕೆ, ನೌ ತೇ ಸಮ್ಮತ ಜನಪದೇಶು ಧನಾನಿ ತೇಷಾಂ, ತೇ ಸಮ್ಮತ ಜನಪದೇಶು ಧನಾನಿ ತೇಷಾಂ ತೇಷಾಂ ಯಶಾಂಸಿ ನಚ ಸೀದತಿ ಧರ್ಮವರ್ಗಃ, ತೇಷಾಂ ಯಶಾಂಸಿ ನಚ ಸೀದತಿ ಧರ್ಮವರ್ಗಃ. ಧನ್ಯಾಸ್ತಯೇವ ನಿಭೃತಾತ್ಮಜ ಭೃತ್ಯಧಾರಾಃ, ಧನ್ಯಾಸ್ತಯೇವ ನಿಭೃತಾತ್ಮಜ ಭೃತ್ಯಧಾರಾಃ. ಯೇಷಾಂ ಸದಾಭ್ಯುದಯದಾ ಭವತಿ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಾ, ಯೇಷಾಂ ಸದಾಭ್ಯುದಯದಾ ಭವತಿ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಾ. ತೇ ಸಮ್ಮತಾ ಜನಪದೇಶು ಧನಾನಿ ತೇಷಾಂ, ತೇಷಾಂ ಯಶಾಂಸಿ ನ ಚ ಸೀದತಿ ಧರ್ಮವರ್ಗಃ. ಧನ್ಯಾಸ್ತಯೇವ ನಿಭೃತಾತ್ಮಜ ಭೃತ್ಯಧಾರಾಃ, ಯೇಷಾಂ ಸದಾಭ್ಯುದಯದಾ ಭವತಿ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಾ. ನೌ ಇಸ್ He says, who are the fortunate people? In this verse, it is said, who are the fortunate people? He says, when you are pleased, when you are angry, you destroy the families for the welfare of the world. But when you are pleased, bhavati prasanna. Bhavati, you see the last word, last word, sada bhavati prasanna. Sada bhavati prasanna. Yesham, for those people for whom you are ever pleased. For those people for whom you are ever pleased, for whom you can make out yourself, people who are righteous, people who are ethical, people who do not transgress values, who live a life of dharma for them. Yesham, for whom, Yesham bhavati sada prasanna. Bhavati sada prasanna. You are ever pleased for those people. Then, if you are ever pleased, for what happens for them, it is said, Abhyudayada. See, beautiful names of Devi. Abhyudayaha means mokshaha. Another word for mokshaha is Abhyudayada. Abhyudayaha. Abhyudayaha. Abhi plus udayaha. Abhyudayaha. Abhyudayaha is another term for mokshaha. Abhyudaya da means best over of moksha. See, if you are pleased with the people, then what happens? Yada bhavati sada prasanna bhavati yesham. For those people whom you are very pleased always, then you become who? You become the best over of moksha. Abhyudaya da means moksha da, like sukha da, varada, varam dadati iti varada, sukham dadati iti sukha da, jayam dadati iti jayada, jayaprada. Okay, vetri tarvaval. Da means best over giver. Devi is abhyudaya da. Abhyudaya da means best over of moksha. You are bestower of moksha for those people whom you are always pleased. Okay, Abhyudayada. Then, Teyeva Janapadeshu Sammataha. Okay, Teyeva means those people alone. Teyeva, those people alone. Janapadeshu, Janapadam means kingdom. Or, kingdom or in the country. In the country, in the land, Janapadeshu Nadugalil, Sammataha. Sammataha means what now? Accepted people. Means accepted people, means people of fame. Sammataha means accepted people. Accepted people means people of good name. Reputation. Sammataha. Who become the people of reputation? Sammataha janaha. Sammataha means they become reputed people of reputation in the kingdom, in the countries. They become people of reputation. Who? Those people only. Teyeva janapadeshu sammataha bhavanti. Bhavanti am adding, okay? Teyeva janapadeshu sammadaha bhavanti. Those people alone become people of reputation, accepted people in all the countries, in all the kingdoms. And they, why? Because they are, you are pleased with them. Bhavati sada prasanna yesham, yesham, for those people for whom you are ever pleased, you become the best over of moksha. Not only that, those people only become people of reputation. Okay? In all the countries, teyeva janapadeshu sammataha bhavanti. Okay. Next, tesham dhanam yasham sicha. Tesham, for them. Tesham, for those people. ధనం యశాంసి చ భవంతి. యు హావ్ టు సప్లై భవంతి ఫర్ దోస్ పీపుల్. వెల్త్ హ్యాపెన్స్, ఫేమ్ ఆల్సో హ్యాపెన్. మీన్ దోస్ పీపుల్ అలోన్ హ్యావ్ ప్రాస్పరిటీ, ప్రాస్పరిటీ అండ్ ఫేమ్. యశాంసి నాట్ వన్ సింగులర్ ఫేమ్ ఆఫ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫేమ్ ఫర్ డిఫరెంట్ థింగ్స్. ఓకే, యశాంసి మీన్స్ ప్లూరల్ వర్డ్, యశస్ సింగులర్, యశాంసి ప్లూరల్. తేషాం ధనం యశాంసి చ భవంతి మీన్స్ దే అలోన్, ఓన్లీ ఫార్ దెమ్ ఫేమ్ హ్యాపెన్స్, ఫేమ్ ఫర్ డిఫరెంట్ థింగ్స్ హ్యాపెన్, దెన్ ప్రాస్పెరిటీ ఆల్సో హ్యాపెన్స్. యు కెన్ సే దిస్ వే ఆర్ యు కెన్ సే దే అలోన్ హ్యావ్ ప్రాస్పెరిటీ అండ్ ఫేమ్. ఏషాం భవతి సదా ప్రసన్నా తేషాం ధనం యశాంసి చ భవంతి. ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్? ఎవరుగలకు ఎవరుగలిడం నీ మహిళ్చి అడిగిరాయో అవర్గలకు పుగళం సెలవం వందడిగిందన ఏర్పడిగిందన. ఏషాం భవతి సదా ప్రసన్నా తేషాం ధనం యశాంసి చ భవంతి. ఫర్ దోస్ పీపుల్ అలోన్ ప్రాస్పరిటీ అండ్ ఫేమ్ హ్యాపెన్స్ హ్యాపెన్ దే అలోన్ హ్యావ్ ప్రాస్పరిటీ అండ్ ఫేమ్. నెక్స్ట్ తేషాం ఫర్ దెమ్ ధర్మవర్గ ధర్మ నైస్ వర్డ్ ప్లీజ్ లెర్న్ దిస్ ధర్మవర్గ మీన్స్ వర్గ మీన్స్ గ్రూప్ ధర్మవర్గ మీన్స్ ఆల్ ఫోర్ పురుషార్థస్ నైస్ వే ఆఫ్ పుట్టింగ్ ఇట్ ఓకే యు వాంట్ టు సే ఆల్ ఆల్ ఎండ్స్ ధర్మవర్గ మీన్స్ ఎ గ్రూప్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ హ్యూమన్ పర్స్యూట్స్ ఇస్ నోన్ బై వన్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ధర్మవర్గ అర్థ కామ ధర్మ మోక్ష ఆల్ ఫోర్ పురుషార్థస్ ఆర్ మెంట్ బై వన్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ధర్మవర్గ మీన్స్ ఫర్ తేషాం ధర్మవర్గ భవతి ఫర్ దెమ్ ఈవన్ ఆల్ ఫోర్ పురుషార్థస్ ఆర్ పాసిబుల్ ద న సీదతి న సీదతి మీన్స్ వాట్ నౌ నథింగ్ దేర్స్ నో ల్యాక్ ఆన్ దేర్ పార్ట్ న సీదతి దే డు నాట్ ల్యాక్ ఇన్ దేర్స్ నో ల్యాక్ ఆన్ దేర్ పార్ట్ న సీదతి మీన్స్ దేర్స్ నో ల్యాక్ ఆన్ దేర్ పార్ట్ lacking on their part, there's nothing lacking on their part. Na sidati kurayillai dharma vargaha na sidati. You can say this way, dharma vargaha na sidati means there's no lacking on their part in terms of purusharthas. It means எல்லா தர்ம வர்க்கம் குறைவதில்லை சொன்னா எல்லா புருஷார்த்தங்களும் அவர்களுக்கு கிடைக்கின்றன. தே அட்டைன் ஆல் புருஷார்த்தஸ். ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் நிபுத ஆத்மஜ பிரித்யதாராக. நிபுத ஆத்மஜ பிரித்யதாராக. சி நிபுத means compatible, compatible, obedient, that's the meaning, nibhruta. Then atmaja sons, atmaja stands for sons. Atma, atmajaha means son, atmaja stands for sons, it's a compound word. Then Bhritya means servant. Bhrityaha, servants. Daraha, wife. Wives. So they are the people who are blessed with compatible, obedient sons, servants and wives. So if for wife, if suppose Devi is also, you can say husbands also. Okay, it's, but it only said wives. if Devi is pleased with you, you will have everything. So better please her. If Devi is pleased with you, you will have Nibhrita Atmaja Bhrityadaraha. Those people become, those are the people who have obedient, compatible sons, servants and wives. Daraha, Daraha means wife. Bhritya stands for servants. Bhritya servants. Atmaja sons. If a person has, in Shastram, in India it's a very big achievement. If a wife is very good understanding, if you have wife with the wife, then the children of, children also will be listening, obedient and then obey, in the sense, they understand parents' lifestyle, accept it, then you also have good servants, what else you want? You'll be absolutely successful person. So that's what they say. Nibhrita Atmaja Bhrityadaraha. And then Dhanyaha. Now we can understand, whoever does not have such a life, the problem is with the Devi is not happy. That's the meaning. Because I'm Papa Karma. So Dhanyaha Teyeva. Dhanyaha means fortunate. Teyeva Dhanyaha. They alone are fortunate people. Who are the fortunate people? They alone. Teyeva Dhanyaha. Teyeva Dhanyaha. They alone are fortunate people. Whom, okay, for whom Devi is ever pleased. Yesham Bhavati Sada Prasanna Teyeva Dhanyaha. Those people for whom Devi is ever pleased, you are ever pleased, Devi, they are very fortunate people. Why? For them, they are Nibhrita Atmaja Bhrityadaraha. They are the people of compatible, obedient or obedient sons, servants and wives. Not only that, there is no lacking on their part in terms of any of the four Purusharthas. Dharma Vargaha Na Siddhati. And Tesham Dhanam Yasham Sicha Bhavanti. They have all prosperity and fame. Then they become the people of reputation in the society. Jana Padeshu Teyeva Sammataha. So, oh Devi, when you are, for those people for whom you are ever pleased, you are the bestower of moksha. You are Abhyudayada. Abhyudayam Dadati Iti Abhyudayada. Nice. Te sammata janapadeshu dhanani tesham. Tesham yashamsi nacha sidati dharma vargaha. Dhanyastayeva. Dhanyaha te. That ekara is dropped because of sandhi rule. Dhanyastayeva nibhrutatmaja bhrityadaraha. Yesham sadabhyudayada bhavati prasanna. Next. Let me know when you want me to stop, okay? Dharmyani Devi. Today I'm taking leave. I'm after 3.5 months, almost 3.5, more than 3.5 months. I have halted today. I have no class in this ashram today. I completed my teaching. So I have to start a new Aitreya Upanishad Bhashyam on Monday. So let me see before that. Dharmyani Devi Sakalani Sadaiva Karmani Atyadruta Pratidinam Sukruti Karoti. Dharmyani Devi Sakalani Sadaiva Karmani Atyadruta Pratidinam Sukruti Karoti. Swargam Prayati Chatato Bhavati Prasada Lokadvayepi Lokatrayepi Phaladana No Devitena. Dharmyani Devi Sakalani Dharmyani Devi Sakalani Sadaiva Karmani अत्यादृतः प्रतिदिनं सुकृती करोति स्वर्गं प्रयाति च ततो भवति प्रसादा लोकत्रयेऽपि फलदा ननु देवितेन धर्म्याणि देवि सकलानि सदैव कर्माणि अत्यादृतः प्रतिदिनं सुकृती करोति स्वर्गं प्रयाति च ततो भवति प्रसादा लोकत्रयेऽपि फलदा ननु देवितेन. सो हियर Devi, again Devi, Devi, when a short comes vocative case, Devi, hey Devi, oh Devi, Bhavati, see because Devas are glorifying Devi right on face, it's called Mukha Stuti, straight on face they are praising her, glorifying her. So it is said Bhavati Prasadat, means Bhavatyaha Prasadat. Because of your grace, because of thy grace, Tangaludaya Arulal, Umadu Anugrahatinale, Bhavati Prasadat, hey Devi, Bhavati Prasadat, in Bhavatyaha Prasadat, two different words. Compound word is what? Bhavati Prasadat. Separated Bhavatyaha Prasadat, because of your grace, Sukruti. Sukruti means the punyavan, the person of right action. Sukruti means the person of right action. Pratidinam, every day, sada eva, every day, always, always, every day, Atyadrutaha. Atyadrutaha means is a the person of great Shraddha. The righteous, the person of right action is always, every day he is a person of great Shraddha. And what does he do? Dharmyani karmani karoti. Dharmyani karmani karoti. You can understand simple sentence here. He performs only actions pertaining to dharma. Dharmyam karma means action pertaining to dharma. Action which is unopposed to dharma. It's called dharmyam karma. Dharmyani karmani karoti means he performs, the person performs actions unopposed to dharma. Actions pertaining to dharma he performs. Who? Sukruti. The person of right action performs actions which are unopposed to dharma, which are pertaining to dharma. When? Every day. Pratidinam. Sada. Always. Every day. This person of right action performs only righteous actions. Dharmyani karmani karoti. How? Atyadrutaha, with great Shraddha. As a person of Shraddha, Atyadrutaha means Ati Adrutaha. Adrutaha, Atyadrutaha means seriously, very serious, as a very serious person. Atyadrutaha, at the great, very seriously, or with great Shraddha, this person of right action performs only righteous actions. Tataha swargam cha prayati. Thereafter, he also goes to swarga. Tataha thereafter, as a result of right actions, he also goes to swargam. Swargam cha prayati. Swargatayum adahiran. Means and he also attains Swarga. Tena, therefore, Tena here means what? Due to the treason or because of the Tena. Hey Devi, Loka Traye Api, in all three worlds, You can say Loka Dvaye or Loka Traye. In both the worlds, in higher world and in this world. Or you can say in all three worlds. You can take it as Loka Dvaye or Loka Traye. In all three worlds, Phalada means bestower of fruits. You are the bestower of fruits in all three worlds. Nanu means aren't you? Devi, aren't you the bestower of fruits of actions? What does it mean? You are the only bestower of fruits of actions. You are the only bestower of fruits of all actions in all three worlds, aren't you? Nanu. It's not asking questions. We are expressing our understanding that Devi is the only bestower of fruits. Is it clear? So, very simple verse it is. A Devi, Bhavati Prasadat, only because of thy grace, the righteous person performs always, every day, with great Shraddha, performs righteous actions. Then, thereafter, he also goes to Swarga. Therefore, Devi, in all three worlds, you are the only bestower of results of actions. Is it clear? Okay. Lokatrayepi phalada, phalada abhyudayada, like same, da, dadati iti da, giver. Daha, giver, masculine gender. Da, giver, feminine gender.
Feminine. Feminine. They are addressing Devi in the first line and finishing with the Tena.
Yeah, before there's the two Devis are there. Devi, Tena means what? No, Tena means because of the treason. See, Lokatrayepi, Phalada, Tvameva, it's understood, okay? Tena means what? See, the righteous people, because of their grace, righteous people perform righteous actions. Always with great Shraddha. And as a result of which, they also go to Swarga. Okay? Therefore. Tena means therefore. Adarinda.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Okay.
Nanna Kannada Gyana Yen Madudu Yen
Kelu. No, don't worry about that. But could it be Nanu? Indeed, you
of course, indeed, you are the only bestower of results of actions. This other way of asking also. Who else is there other than you, the bestower of results of actions? You are the only bestower of results of actions. Aren't you? This is the question. This is the tag. The question tag, which means we are not asking the question. We are expressing our confirmation of understanding that you are the only bestower of you alone. You can say that. Oh. You can say, see, people can put indeed, but Nanu, whenever Nanu comes in Bhashyam or here, Nanu is always expression of doubt or a question. Here there is no doubt. It's only question. Question is Akshayaparthe Prashnaha. Akshayaparthe Prashna means what now? The question is asked not for really as a question. It to express what we have confirmed. You are the only bestower of results of actions, aren't you?
Are you not?
Yeah, yes you are. I know you are. That's the meaning.
Okay, Swami. Thank you.
Next verse. We'll do one more verse and stop. We're tired. Okay. Durge smrita harasi bhiti masesha janto swasthai smrita mati mati vashubham dadasi daridrya dukkha bhayaharini katvadanya sarvopakara karanaya sadadra chitta Durge smrita harasi bhiti masesha janto Swasthai smrita mati mati vashubham dadasi. Daridrya dukkha bhaya harini katvadanya. सर्वोपकार करणाय सदार्द्र चित्ता दुर्गे स्मृता हरसि भीतिमशेष जन्तोः। हे दुर्गे, अगेन वोकेटिव केस, दुर्गा नॉमिनेटिव, दुर्गे इन वोकेटिव केस, ओ दुर्गा, हे दुर्गे, ओके, ओ देवी। स्मृता, स्मृता मीन्स रिमेंबर्ड, स्मृत पास्ट पैसिव पार्टिसिपल रिमेंबर्ड, स्मृता यू एज रिमेंबर्ड, देवी वेन शी इज रिमेंबर्ड, यू वेन रिमेंबर्ड, व्हाट डू यू डू, हरसि, यू रिमूव, ओ देवी वेन यू आर रिमेंबर्ड यू रिमूव, भीतिम हरसि, त्वं भीतिम हरसि, त्वं भीतिम हरसि, यू रिमूव द फियर, फियर ऑफ हूम, अशेष जंतोः, अशेष मीन्स एंटायरली, यू रिमूव द फियर ऑफ ऑल द बीइंग्स कंप्लीटली, यू रिमूव द फियर ऑफ ऑल द बीइंग्स, अशेष मीन्स सकल, ऑल, Asesha should be taken here as all, without leaving one being also remaining, without leaving even one behind, you remove the fear of all pranis, all the beings, all the living beings. He Durge, Tvam Yada Smrita, when you are remembered, when you are meditated upon, you remove the fear of all the beings, living beings. Then, swasthaihi smrita. Swastha means healthy minded. Swastha means healthy minded. Healthy minded means the friction-free minded. Friction-free minded are the healthy-minded people. Friction-free minded means what now? People of righteous thinking, righteous people who are involved in righteous actions, thereby who are free from pricks, prick-free, friction-free minded people, prick-free, friction-free, righteous-minded people. They're healthy people of right thinking. Swastaha means right thinking person, healthy person. Healthy person is not only who the boxer, who can weightlifting boxer, healthy. Here healthy means, healthy person is not the, in the physical sense. Healthy person, who is right thinking person, the person of right perception. Okay, person of right perception is a healthy person. So swasthaihi smrita, when you are remembered by righteous people, the friction free, prick free, healthy minded people, when you are remembered, what do? Atmatim ativa shubham matim dadasi. Dadasi, you give. You give those people ativa shubham matim. You bless, you give them shubhamatihi, auspicious mind. Auspicious mind means you bless them with the knowledge. The most auspicious mind is the mind, enlightened mind. The mind with the knowledge. Therefore, shubham matim dadati. You bless them with auspicious mind. You bless them with mind, auspicious mind, which is endowed with the knowledge. So, swasthaihi smrita, as pure minded people, as right thinking people, as righteous people, healthy minded people, when you are remembered, you give them the shubhamatihi, auspicious mind. The healthy mind become auspicious minded. Auspicious minded are the people who have the vision of the truth. Okay. దారిద్ర్య దుఃఖ భయ హారిణి కా త్వదన్య. దారిద్ర్యం పావర్టీ, దుఃఖం సారో, భయం ఫియర్, హారిణి రిమూవర్. యు ఆర్ ది ఓన్లీ రిమూవర్ ఆఫ్ పావర్టీ, సారో అండ్ ఫియర్. యు ఆర్ ది ఓన్లీ రిమూవర్ ఆఫ్ పావర్టీ, సారో అండ్ ఫియర్. దారిద్ర్య దుఃఖ భయ హారిణి. త్వద్ అన్య కా, త్వద్ అన్య, అదర్ దాన్ యు, హూ ఎల్స్, కా హూ, అన్య అదర్, త్వద్ దాన్ యు, హూ ఎల్స్, హూ ఎల్స్ అదర్ దాన్ యు ఈస్ ది రిమూవర్ ఆఫ్ సారో, ఫియర్ అండ్ పావర్టీ. హూ ఎల్స్ ఇస్ దర్? కా తుదన్య, ఉమ్మే తవిర వేరు యార్ దుఃఖత్తయం భయత్తయం పోక్కుగిరవర్గల్? హూ ఎల్స్ మీన్స్ దేర్ నో బడి ఎల్స్, నో బడి ఎల్స్ అదర్ దాన్ యు ఈస్ ది రిమూవర్ ఆఫ్ పావర్టీ, ఫియర్ అండ్ సారో అండ్ ఫియర్. దారిద్ర్య దుఃఖ భయ హారిణి త్వదన్యా నాస్తి, త్వదన్యా నాస్తి, ఉన్నే తవ్ర వేరు యారం ఇల్లై, త్వదన్యా నాస్తి. కా త్వదన్యా, హూ ఎల్స్ ఇస్ దేర్, హూ ఎల్స్ అదర్ దాన్ యు ఈస్ ద రిమూవర్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్, సారో అండ్ పావర్టీ. సెకండ్ థింగ్, సర్వ ఉపకార కరణాయ, సర్వ ఉపకార కరణాయ. సర్వ ఆల్, ఉపకార హెల్ప్, కరణాయ ఫార్ డూయింగ్. సదా ఆర్ద్ర చిత్త ఫార్ హెల్పింగ్. ఉపకార కరణ మీన్స్ హెల్ప్, హెల్పింగ్. ఉపకార కరణాయ ఫార్ హెల్పింగ్, ఫార్ హెల్పింగ్ ఆల్. సర్వ ఉపకార కరణాయ, ఇర్రెస్పెక్టివ్ ఆఫ్ హూ ఎవర్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఫర్ ఫర్ హెల్పింగ్, ఫర్ డూయింగ్ ది హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆర్ ఫర్ హెల్పింగ్ ఆల్, సదా ఆల్వేస్ ఆర్ద్ర చిత్త, కైండ్ హార్టెడ్, కంపాషనేట్ మైండెడ్. ఆర్ద్ర మీన్స్ డాంప్నెస్, వెట్నెస్. చిత్త మీన్స్ మైండ్. ఆర్ద్ర చిత్త మీన్స్ కంపాషనేట్ మైండెడ్. యు ఆర్ ఎవర్ కంపాషనేట్ మైండెడ్, రెడీ ఫార్ హెల్పింగ్ ఆల్. హూ ఎల్స్ ఇస్ దేర్ అదర్ దెన్ యు? దేర్స్ నన్ హూ ఇస్ ఎవర్ రెడీ ఫార్ హెల్పింగ్ ఆల్ as compassionate minded. Okay, ardram literally means dampness, wetness. It means compassion. Ardra chitta means ardram chittam yasyaha. So ardra chitta, compassionate mind. She who has compassionate mind is compassionate minded. Ardra chitta, ardram chittam yasyaha. So ardra chitta, in Tamil we say yeram மனதுடையவள், ஈவு இரக்க மனதினள், இரக்கமுடையவள். சோ சர்வ உபகார கரணாய சதா ஆர்திர சித்தா, யூ ஆர் எவர் ரெடி வித் ஆஸ் கம்பாஷனேட் மைண்டட் ஃபார் ஹெல்பிங் ஆல். ஹூ எல்ஸ் இஸ் தேர் அதர் தேன் யூ? நோபடி எல்ஸ். ஹூ எல்ஸ் இஸ் ரிமூவர் ஆஃப் பாவர்டி, ஃபியர் அண்ட் சாரோ? நன் அதர், அதர் தேன் யூ? நன். You are the remover of fear, poverty and sorrow. You are ever ready with as compassionate minded for helping all. When you are remembered with the mental purity, when you are remembered by pure minded people, you bless them with the knowledge which is the most auspicious mind. When you are remembered by people, you remove the fear of all the people. Beautiful. Durge, Durge, Smrita, అశేష జంతోహో భీతిం హరసి, स्वस्थैः स्मृता अतीव शुभां मतिं ददासि। त्वदन्या दारिद्र्यदुःखभयहारिणी का? त्वदन्या सर्व उपकारकरणाय सदा आर्द्रचित्ता का? Who else is there other than you? Nice words. Let us stop at a nice place, okay? May I understand the verse, beautiful verses, clean verse. We've had to complete it. We cannot, because Devi Mahatma should not be left half the way. That we have to complete it now. After completing the meanings, then I will do philosophical significance. Literal meaning we'll do. Then, one more important thing is that we have to extract the mantras. I'm, Hrim, Klim, all hidden in the mantras. That is extraction. That's a krama is there. We should not do for everybody. Okay, let us do the understand the meaning first. Om,
Om.
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.